Now, Father, right now, on the basis of that decree, I say the blessing of God rest upon these as we bring our first fruits. There will be no lack. There will be no shortage. I say that the veils are being pulled back and peeled back, and new realms of prosperity are ours. We break free from every poverty mindset, and we step into the process of prosperity. And we thank you for that. It is our honor, Lord, to honor you. It is our honor, Lord, to honor those who represent you. And Lord, now I decree blessings over Hope Fellowship. I declare new realms of prosperity. I decree, Lord, that even as the need would arise for more room, Lord Jesus, that there is going to be wisdom, there's going to be strategies, and there's also going to be facilities, Lord Jesus, that are provided. I decree that there shall never be a lack, and there shall never be a shortage. There shall be an increase, because your people are being increased on the right hand and on the left. And the blessing of God is upon them in their businesses, in their families, in every dimension, and Hope Fellowship continues to increase, and you cause it to be a sign and a wonder, Lord, even within this community, even within this state, and even within this nation, Lord. And the blessing of God rest upon it. It shall be known as a place of your life. Lord, you said it shall be known as a place of new wine. It is a place of the new wine of God, that has a wineskin that facilitates the new wine. So Lord, I just prophesy and declare it done. In the name of Jesus, you are going to show yourself strong in behalf of these. As I was praying this morning, I've just been mulling it all day. The Lord brought to my attention, as I was at David Joe's in the bedroom praying, he brought to my attention when the prophet said, the place where we dwell is too small. And they said, can we go down to the Jordan and cut timber and build a bigger place? And he said, go. And they said, would you go with us? And he said, I will. And we know they went down, the axe head fell into the water, and he performed a miracle and caused it to float. But this is what I felt the Lord said. That there is going to come a time when there will be a need for more room. And the Lord says there will be supernatural acts that will cause the need for more room to be met, says the Lord. That there will literally be signs that will be given, that will be supernatural in nature, that will say, my hand is upon this endeavor. And so, Lord, I decree, Lord, that it shall be done. Lord, we would never want to move presumptuously. But, Lord, if you should even continue to bless and increase, I pray that you would provide land. And you would provide facilities that could be built, Lord, out of supernatural means that would continue to let Hope Fellowship grow into the fullness of what you have intended. For the Lord says this is a house of generations. The Lord says don't just look at that which is, but the Lord says I have put within this house a heart for generations. And so as plans are made, plans will need to be made, not for 5 years or 10 years, but the Lord says literally for decades. And even perhaps centuries that will need to be considered, says the Lord. For this is a household of generations. For the Lord says, as it was in the days of Samuel, when he cried out to me, and I opened up a spring that was called the spring of a caller. And the scripture says that to this day it is there. The Lord says that literally for generations there shall be a drinking from this spring, says the Lord. And whereas one generation will pass and another shall come, the Lord says, I will guard this house with my jealousy, says the Lord. Because of its root system. I will guard this house with my jealousy, and I will protect It's purity. And the Lord says that if someone would try to take it away from that which I have intended, surely, says the Lord, I will remove them and I will raise up others that shall maintain the integrity of the purpose for which I have birthed this place. For the Lord says, I will enlarge your boundaries. And I will increase you on the left hand and on the right, says the Lord. And the Lord says, this shall not be done through the wisdom of men, or through might or by power, but it shall be done by my Spirit, says the Lord. And I hear the Lord say, get ready. Get ready, says the Lord. For I am moving and I will accomplish it. The Lord says, don't be impatient, but wait. But at the same time, get ready, says the Lord. For surely I will cause my supernatural hand to bear witness to the purpose and the intent and even the timing of the Lord. And the Lord says, I will speak through dreams and I will speak through visions. And I will cause you to know that which I have intended. For the Lord says that this house shall remain and shall increase. I bless it, Lord, with your presence. I bless this place with your glory. With the glory that was upon Solomon's house, where that the priests themselves could not stand to minister. I bless this place. And decree your kingdom rule. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. New realms of the blessing of. For he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. For you're my Lord, you're my Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you're my Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Your presence, Lord. The anointing of the Father. Jesus. Your presence. As we just stand in His presence, why don't you just lay your offerings on the platform of the altar. Just lay that, lay it before Him as we just sow our first fruits. Just step into the dimension of the Lord. You just make your way forward and just do that. Your presence, Jesus. Your presence, Jesus. Your presence, Jesus. You bless this offering as it lays upon this altar. You bless it, you increase it. You bless it, you increase it. You bless it, you increase it. You bless it. You increase it. I even sense, I decree, it is a seed for that which is yet to come. Lord, this is a seed for that which is yet to come. This is a seed from you and to you. And I say that this seed shall produce abundantly. Lord, that this is well-pleasing to you. And you are causing blessings to be released to families. And you are causing curses to come off of families. And this is a year, declares the Lord, when all that has been believed for and much of what has been believed for will now come into reality, says the Lord. For this is the year of breakthrough. This is the year of breakthrough. This is the year of breakthrough. For the Lord says, this is the year when I shall begin to heal hope deferred, and it shall no longer possess the hearts of my people. For I shall restore a spirit of belief and a spirit of faith to my people, says the Lord. And I will even use those who have dared to believe me to be as a spearhead that will pierce the darkness and even pierce, says the Lord, the unbelief that has possessed my church. For even in these days, I will have a people, declares the Lord, that shall believe. For this is that year, and breakthroughs are coming. Lord, I even declare that there is an acceleration of them. There is an acceleration, Lord, that is happening even as breakthroughs come. There is an acceleration that begins to take place, Lord. Acceleration, 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 Lord. And I declare that and decree that in the name of Jesus. And I bless your people going out, and I bless your people coming in. In Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. Would you just give the Lord a good praise and a good offering? Bless you guys. Thank you for having me again. Bless you.